Ken Cuccinelli, American do-it-yourselfism and gun ownership will rise if Democrats refuse to end riots. By Robert Krajicek on August 28, 2020. Americans will increasingly resort to do-it-yourselfism to defend themselves if Democrats fail to end leftist-driven violence and riots in Democrat-run cities, said Acting Deputy Secretary of Homeland Security Ken Cuccinelli on Friday's edition of SiriusXM's Breitbart News Daily with host Alex Marlowe. "The only place it is seeking normalization is in the left and the hard left," said Cuccinelli of politically driven criminal violence and vandalism. "I have seen Antifa polling, where half the people who self-identify as liberal think it's okay to use violence to oppose speech that you find offensive. Well, that is about as un-American and tyrannical as you could possibly imagine. So that's what we're dealing with on the left, and it provokes a response." Cuccinelli continued, "If law enforcement is incapable of dealing with it, the sort of American culture of do-it-yourselfism is going to assert itself, along with gun ownership, and everything else as we saw in Kenosha. And that's what will grow, and that isn't good for anybody. This is why the president has been really rhetorically beating on these governors to use the tools that they absolutely have at their disposal to address the problem. Listen." He further contrasted the conduct of GOVs, Kate Brown, D.O.R., and Tony Evers, D.Y., in relation to dealings with President Donald Trump and halting violence in Portland and Kenosha, respectively. Cuccinelli remarked, "Governor Evers very quickly started moving his National Guard in, which is something that Governor Brown has continued to refuse to do in Oregon. I wish Governor Evers had moved more and faster, because it's rather obvious, I think, that the numbers he was bringing weren't quite up to the task. But he talked to the president, and the president was very emphatic in pushing him harder and telling him that we'll provide federal support and bring guard from other states, but it has to be with the agreement of the home governor." He then linked Evers' delayed acceptance of federal security help to Tuesday's shooting in Kenosha. On day one of the president's conversation with Governor Evers, that didn't go anywhere, and then you had the shootings that night, proving, unfortunately, the president right in some of the worst ways possible. "Violence begets more violence," held Cuccinelli, warning of a momentum to violent unrest if riots are not stopped. Cuccinelli stated, "The reality is, if this sort of violence is allowed to fester, it escalates. It's an invitation to escalation." He described Kenosha as an everytown, USA kind of a place. "If this can blow up in Kenosha, it can blow up anywhere. And unfortunately, some of the viciousness we're seeing across so much of the left tells us that these people with these tyrannical, violent, vicious tendencies, and communist ideology, frankly, are all over the country," Cuccinelli concluded. Breitbart News Daily broadcasts live on SiriusXM Patriot 125 weekdays from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern.